Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Incova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today, we have another one of our Q&A segments where Gene will answer some of your listeners submitted questions. My name is Ben Waite, and as always, I'm joined by Mr. Gene Smith. Gene, before we hop into the questions, how are we doing today?
Doing great, Ben. Thank you for doing this.
My distinct pleasure. We got some good questions for you today. The first one is from Chad in Dayton. Chad wants to know, how does the scheduling of the NHL game in Ohio Stadium work? What about football games at alternate sites like Wrigley Field?
Yeah, I mean, it's working with the NHL was a great opportunity for us. We've obviously been having this conversation for a number of years now with them, and having the support of the Blue Jackets leadership and our organization certainly helped in this process to get to where we are. So they took a number of visits here to our site and worked with us on the logistics that would be around the stadium and the infrastructure of the stadium. And so having them here and having those interactions on, and their guidance on what we need to do in order to host it appropriately was really good. So Blue Jackets were really huge with us in helping us secure that. So that worked well. We're so blessed to have the iconic shoe. In my tenure, there's been games where we played neutral site football games. And it's always hard to do that because the iconic shoe and the fact that you take away from many of our businesses in the community economic impact on them. And so hotels, restaurants, Uber drivers, Lyft drivers, and convenience stores and all those places rely on our contest in the shoe. So I've tried to avoid that over the past several years now, and who knows what my predecessor will do, predecessor Ross will do, but I think it's very difficult to take a game away from the shoe.
Our next question is from Jacob in Westerville. Jacob wants to know what your thoughts are on the Dartmouth basketball team union.
Yeah, it's just such a different situation, and the Ivy League student athletes receive no scholarships. And frankly, I think those student athletes were working in the dining hall when the ideal emerged and when they were talking to other students who were part of the union who were working in the dining hall. So, I struggle with it. I don't know how Dartmouth justifies, and they will, because I know they want to sponsor sports, having students be student athletes be employees when normally your criteria for an employee is someone that needs to do a particular job, particular work. And so they'll figure that out. I'm sure they will. But the reality is, in their environment, that's a tough deal because they don't offer scholarships, and the student athletes there have to work in order to pay their bills in school.
Next question is from Brian in Hilliard. Brian wants to know, who has left the biggest impression on you during your time at Ohio State?
It's been so many people. It's hard for me to really narrow it down. God bless him, John Wolf, who all of us know. I still think about him periodically when I'm making decisions, and his integrity and his impact on our community. And so I think about our conversations that we had before he passed away. And so he's one that's really, probably so much a part of me. And then, there's others. There's a gentleman by the name of Bob Walter who started Cardinal Health, and he and I have a special relationship, and he's always been there for me. And God bless him, a gentleman by the name of Michael Block, who passed away, was another one who, he was, Michael was kind of a street guy, and I love that about him, no gray area. And I miss those conversations. And So there's just been so many different people, but those three are probably at the top of the pyramid.
It's okay you didn't say me, Gene. We'll edit that out later. But our final question is from David in Dublin. And David asks, if you could visit any place in the world next year, where would it be?
I would probably go to Bora Bora and the Tahitian Islands, and I had an opportunity to go there years ago when I was at Iowa State, and I just loved it. The people there are just genuinely kind, and their pace of life really had an impact on me. I remember sitting there with my friends for dinner, and we ordered dinner as. And we're like kind of anxious for dinner, like where's dinner? And we realized that, hey, wait a minute, they got it right. They're taking their time. And back in the United States, we always are like kind of moving through things rapidly. And so I'd probably go back there and just chill, jet ski and all those type of things.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to move at your own leisurely pace very soon here, Mr. Smith. But that
Sure.
does it for another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast presented by Inkova Insurance. Thank you to everyone who submitted a question. If you'd like to submit a question for Gene to answer, you can do so at ohiostatebuckeyes.com. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Be sure to leave a review wherever you find your podcasts. Until next time, for Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.